Hi, it's Jim Baekje. This is Be You, The World Will Adjust, a brutally honest podcast about people and business. So every week, I'm breaking down topics from the workplace, the job market, society, and culture to help you find success by simply being you. I release a new episode every Monday morning, so make sure you're following the podcast on your favorite app. You can also reach me on social media or by sending me an email. I always love to hear how this show is making an impact on people.
Happy 4th of July. Happy July 1st. Combination, both of them, you could say both of those days are sort of be you, the world will adjust in both countries, wanting their independence and to chart their own route. Well, I had a very interesting week. I spent the week in the UK, and I was doing some work with the Tony Blair Institute, Tony Blair being the former Prime Minister of the UK, and he also is the chairman of Tony Blair Institute, which, you know, you sort of Clinton Foundation, Obama this, and all these people, but you don't really realize what they're doing. And what they're doing is they've got 300 people in Africa working with governments and helping with programs from everything from HIV to water purification to constitution building to all kinds of things. And it's absolutely fascinating. But what was even more fascinating was the fact that the people that work there, I mean, it was absolutely incredible. Having spent a lifetime in finance where, you know, the number one objective in finance is just to make more money. To spend a week talking to people who have such varied backgrounds. There was one guy from South Africa, went to school in France, UK, United States, worked at the World Bank, worked at a consulting firm, and now works at TBI covering Eastern Bloc countries and helping those governments transform themselves for the betterment of the people. It was absolutely, for those of you that know me, know how much I love to learn about people. It was absolutely fascinating. And Tony was hosting a conference on the last 2 days, Thursday and Friday, about the future of Britain. And it was interesting because, you know, when I had some time to spend with him, we were talking about the state of the world. And we talked about the fact that, you know, people used to talk about the future over and over and over, but it was always sort of in kind of light terms, like, you know, what'll I be doing next? But it was against the context of sort of a consistent background, not much change going on, some change, whether you're a baby boomer, Gen X, or any of the other ones that followed after that. But the context was pretty standard. There was some deviation and some variation. But, you know, today we're in a world where it's a blank piece of paper. How we navigate, you know, and sort of, I was sort of thinking, yeah, it's the future of Britain, but, you know, you take out Britain and you could put the future of the United States, what does that look like? The future of Canada, what does that look like? The future of Jim Baekje, what does that look like? Whereas in the past, you might have had some sort of ability to hold on to something, to have some truths and some stability. Those things are all gone. I mean, besides the world turmoil, besides inflation, all of these different things rocking the world and having an impact, trickling its way down to every individual's world. And to a significant extent, not to a small extent, but to a significant extent. Where am I going to live? Where am I going to work? How am I going to work? The geography of work has changed dramatically. Every day I see some other country is offering a visa to be able to go and live there for 5 years. I think Bali was just the most recent one. And, you know, maybe not for someone like my age, but if you're young, why not? If you can work with a computer and the Wi-Fi is good and you don't have to be at the office and you want to surf in Bali. And so it was one of those eye-opening trips. And I always find that they occur within my own country when I go to meet people doing different things, but they just sort of exponentially occur when I get outside of, not really just Canada, outside of North America. And you see the focus on the rest of the world. You know, you see people talking about Serbia. Interestingly enough, one of the guys there was doing work in Albania, and we were talking about the absolute explosive growth that it's had, and working in Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and all the stands. It sort of led me back to thinking, we got to think about our future, right? And the more conversations I have with people, it amazes me how they leave their future to other people to think about. We need to take hold of that. We need to ask ourselves the question, where are we going to be in 12 months? Where do we want to be in 18 months? What, maybe not where we're going to be, but what are the doors that we're going to open to sort of educate ourselves and continue to see what the opportunities are? And don't dismiss anything. Like, don't sort of go, oh God, I could never go to Bali, or I could never go here. I could never go there. There is no, I can never do this anymore. There is none. It's gone. I don't know if it's gone forever, but it's gone. It's kind of a good news, bad news thing, right? It's good news that it's pretty exciting that your world is just rocked and open like that. And it's pretty scary that, you know, when we've been raised in a world with borders and walls and structure and rules, that all that shit's basically gone out the window. And we're not equipped for it. We're not equipped to have all of those options, all of those choices. The only way to really take advantage of that is to not prejudge anything, to run everything down, do the research, ask yourself the questions, talk to people about it. Every lead, chase it down. Don't say, oh, no, I'd like to do that, but I don't think I can do that, you know? And talk to your spouse, talk to your friends, talk to whomever, talk to people that are doing it, and just realize, you know, I remember when Sam, my son, was, you know, during the pandemic, they had no office. You know, he lived out in Vancouver for a while, lived in Calgary for a while, he lived in Montreal for a while. I mean, just, and what a great opportunity versus if his company had an office, he'd have been, you know, on the streetcar, on the subway, going down, doing the exact same thing every day. And what a great education point. And I was saying to my son, Ed, and my son-in-law, Brennan, you two need to understand the unique opportunity you've had. They're all recently became parents in the last year and a half. And I said, when my kids were born, I had a little bit of time with them. And then I went to the office in the morning. And I left at 7 or 7:30. I never saw them all day. And I came home. And I thought I was lucky if I saw them before they went to bed. And then, you know, you got to do your chores. You got to do all those things on weekends. But they've had 24-hour opportunity with these kids. They've had 24-hour bonding like a mother would bond. And, you know, vice versa. The same thing could be said for mothers that instead of going back to work on maternity leave, they got to stay and work from home. So they had that time with their children. And, you know, we don't really sort of think about it, but time is our enemy, right? We're racing to the end. And we need to slow down. And, you know, my son, Ed, we were talking about certain people and stuff like that. And he goes, you know, Dad, I only have so much time between my work, between the friends I want to see, between my wife and my children and my family. I only have so much leftover time. Ed's 32, and it's like, I want to spend it in an enjoyable way with people that I enjoy. I don't want to spend it with people that I don't enjoy, and I don't want to spend it with people that I enjoy who bring people that I don't enjoy, if you know what I mean. So as opposed to saying, yeah, sure, yeah, bring those guys along, and yeah, sure. Instead, it's like, no, you know what? I don't want to do that. No offense, I just don't want to do that. So this combination of endless opportunity also requires a discipline on our part to really utilize our time in the best way possible. Utilize our time for us. Thinking about us. How do we make our life better? How do we make that whole day spend better? How do we make that time with people to be with the people that you want to be with? That's the focus. It's just so exciting. It's so opportunistic. And if I've done one thing in all of these podcasts, which Katie reminds me now we've been doing for almost 2 years, I hope I've encouraged you to expand your horizons, to not prejudge anything, to not sort of say to yourself, oh, I can't do that, or that doesn't work or that, but just like find out, go all the way down the road and find out whether it does. Because even if you get to the end and it doesn't, the journey of getting there will give you more opportunity and more education, because you'll constantly take yourself from, I don't know what I don't know. And when I went to London, I thought, Tony Blair, former prime minister, yeah, he's got one of those foundations, blah, 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 blah. But I was like blown away. And it stimulated all kinds of different thinking that I had about things that I'm doing and other people are doing and everything else, just from one trip, one phone call from a friend of mine, say, hey, do you mind coming over here and spending a little time with us? I said, sure. You know, I could have easily said, oh, God, you know, it's too much work. Da, 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 da. You know, cottage is open, da, 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 da. But I didn't. I said, yeah, sure. And right from the first call, it was like, first call was with some young, wonderful kid from Nigeria, you know, and there he is. He's sitting in his office looking out over the beautiful forest in the background. And they've got 300 people in Africa working with governments on life and death situations. You know, not whether your license plate's getting renewed or not, you know, or the $18 you pay for it, right? And you realize, you know, how little we see of the world and how little we see of opportunities. And so I encourage you, I continue to encourage you, be yourself, explore, go and learn, listen, ask questions about people. So Katie and I had a conversation this week, and we're going to take a summer break. We've been going pretty hard at this for quite a while, and we think it's just about the right time to take a summer break. We will be back Labor Day Monday with our next podcast. Don't know what its format will be exactly. It'll probably have a little bit of the past and a little bit of the future, but I think sometimes, I don't know if it's a rest is as good as a change or a change is as good as a rest, but in either case, we're taking both of those. We're going to make some changes and we're going to take a bit of a rest. I can't thank all of you enough for your listening and your notes and your comments. I am not disappearing, but I think we need a refresh, and I'm really looking forward to exploring some other opportunities, some other ways to deliver the message, and thinking about other people to have on the show to help deliver their messages, because as I've said before, storytelling is the best form of information. And I want to continue growing that storytelling opportunity. We may have some video. Nothing is off the table, as I like to say. So with that, I leave you all for a healthy, prosperous summer. I look forward to seeing you all, hearing you all, you hearing me. Labor Day Monday, we'll send out a couple of teasers along the way to let you know we'll be back. It's been a pleasure and an honor, and I look forward to reconnecting Labor Day Monday. And as always, be you. The world will adjust.